Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've just got questions, man. I've only watched one preseason game, and I'm already jacked about watching this team moving forward. But I do have a real question. Look, it's unfortunate. I wish we had Fred VanVleet. I hate that Fred VanVleet is out for the season. I hate he messed up his knee. I was looking forward to seeing him, especially after what he did last year in the playoffs. But the reality of it is, no Fred VanVleet. You lose your real point guard on this team. And if there's going to be any point guard, true point guard action moving forward, it's going to take certain guys developing and getting that run. But the question right now is the Rockets ceiling higher as a team with no Fred VanVleet to take minutes off the floor? When you look at the guys that are going to replace him, you're talking top-tier athletes. You're talking about guys that are going to run. You're talking about a different brand of basketball. And it takes all kind. I get it. I understand. I would rather have Fred VanVleet. But when he's not there, if these other guys take the steps that you think they're going to take just naturally, is the ceiling for this Rockets team, say, beyond midseason and into the playoffs, potentially higher?
I think it is, because they've got higher ceiling guys that are being tasked with filling that role.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not one guy that's going to replace Fred VanVleet. It's not going to be one guy that's gonna be able to step into that role and be what Fred VanVleet was for this team. But the mixture of guys that they're going to rely on to do that, whether it's Amen Thompson, Reed Shepherd, Alperen Şengün, even though it's going to look different from that position, but in terms of being a facilitator and a connector, they're going to ask all three of those guys to step up a bit and help fill that role. And to that end, every single one of those guys, to me at least, is a higher ceiling guy.
Yeah.
And one of the criticisms, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but one of the criticisms of the Rockets over the last couple of years is that they have been too Fred VanVleet reliant, or when Fred VanVleet has not been available to them. And unfortunately for them, it's happened each of the last two seasons, just not to this degree where he's out the entire year. But it misses at least 10 to 20 games over the last 2 years, and each of those last 2 years. And whenever he's been out, they've been a hopeless outfit without him. They haven't really known up from down, and that's on both ends of the floor, whether that's getting them to their sets or that's getting them in right position defensively. Yeah. He is probably an underrated piece to that puzzle on the defensive end of the floor. But Amen Thompson's supposed to figure that part out right now. He's an all-NBA defensive guy. They're going to ask him to guard the best player, but also be one of the main communicators, as they are with Alperen Şengün on the back end. So I think that between all three of these guys, Alperen Şengün, Amen Thompson.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Reed Sheppard. Every single one of those guys being a higher ceiling guy, you're being forced now, because of the Fred VanVleet injury, you're being forced now to rely on them a lot more than you did before. And it'll be a sink or swim type of situation. But if it is swim, if they are able to handle it and live up to the expectation and to the billing, then it should absolutely be a higher ceiling team, because those are higher ceiling players that you're asking to fill the Fred VanVleet role.
Now, to your point, there may be a little lower floor as well, because you don't have Fred VanVleet to raise that thing up, steady the waters a bit. But
because if it goes south, then it's the opposite of what we're saying.
Bingo, right. Yeah, I mean, you get into a game where some of the youngsters aren't doing what they typically are capable of doing, and you don't have anybody to get in there and tighten the ship up a little bit. And maybe you do. Maybe that guy emerges. But I look at this team, B. Scott, and I'm watching them the other night in that preseason game, and it's, you know, when you – there is – it's all gas, no brakes on them cats. I mean, even with KD, the way KD plays, is it's up-tempo, and it's all gas, no brakes. And then all of a sudden, there's no – they bring – I can't remember who went out. They were in the double big lineup, so maybe it was one of the bigs, and then Tari Eason comes in, and Tari Eason's a high-motor guy.
Yep.
It just seems like every guy you plug in, is the motor just continues to rev. There's no slowing it down whatsoever.
Yeah, I think the best way to look at it, this is at least how I look at it, the floor is lower and the ceiling is higher.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Like if the bottom is let out,
mm-hmm.
and we're just talking about specifically filling this role that Fred VanVleet, the void that Fred VanVleet's injury leaves for you. I feel like the ceiling is a lot higher, but the floor is a lot lower
sure.
because of the stability and the reliability that you have in Fred VanVleet at that position. Could it go south? Could it go bad? Certainly it could. But if these guys are what I think the Rockets believe they are and what they appear to be in smaller doses, then they absolutely should be able to step up and do this.
The other part of it too, B. Scott, is for me anyway, is that, you know, there was a time when Fred VanVleet was really the only guy on the roster that could be the steadier of the ship, so to speak.
Sure.
Like right now, you look at it, I would think that KD's got his basketball IQs through the roof.
Yes.
He's going to be on the floor more times than not down the stretch. So, I mean, he's got the ability to do some of those things that Fred VanVleet was really responsible for last year. So we'll see. I just think the ceiling could potentially be, and I'm not even talking about like if the Reed Sheppard develops into this point guard, or if Amen Thompson appears to get a little bit more control and kind of be a little more selective when he wants to be balls to the wall. I'm talking about if those guys just take a natural, you know, small baby step in the right direction. I mean, I still think you got a higher ceiling.
Well, and to oversimplify it for me, I think that more Amen Thompson is a good thing,
yeah.
right? Like the more the ball is in Amen Thompson's hands, I feel like the better that the Rockets are going to be. So that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it.
All right, Rockets tonight, 6:30. They got the Atlanta Hawks. Also Thursday night football, Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals. And of course, you got Tyler's best bets coming up, T-Mill's best bets coming up. I know I'm butchering that, T, I'm sorry. But also, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, though, I do want to remind everybody, come out tomorrow. We are Football Friday in Kingwood, Football Friday, Kingwood at BB's. We will be giving away Texans tickets. We'll be giving away Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. And so tomorrow's a big day out at BB's in Kingwood. And those tickets are courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers.
Boys, so we I'm so sorry, Clint. I thought you were wrapping up. We just got a Texans injury report, but that can wait.
Oh, is there anything on it that we need?
I was just going to mention it because it's our first one of the week. Jalen Reed shows up with a knee, but he was a full participant today. And then, oh my gosh, Danico Autry, a full participant as well.
Yeah, okay. Those are the two guys that are that. What do they got this week? Is this week three or is this week two for them?
Well, they. I mean, I feel like the ramp up started the last week, right? Going into the bye, at least with Jalen Reed for sure.
Well, no, they were both on the inactive list a game ago in the Baltimore game. So it was that week, the bye week, and then this week is their 3 weeks. I don't know if the bye week counts as one of their weeks to decide whether they're back or not.
Well, either way, full participant is good. Like, if they got them on there as full participant.
Right. But they've got to put them on. My point was they got to make a decision on those guys where they come back from the roster.
I think both of those guys are available.
So they're on it. Okay,
yeah, both of those guys are available, Danico Autry and Jalen Reed. As a matter of fact, I thought I was even kind of looking out for Jalen Reed earlier in the week. So it's good to see he's a full participant.
Good deal. That sounds good. All right, T-Mill, but what you got for them best bets, my man?
Yeah, no big deal. We just went perfect 4-for-4
no
again
biggie.
Last night. You know,
no biggie.
Another day in the life. Let's clock in and do it again, huh? Four more tonight. Thursday Night Football gets week 7 started around the NFL. It's the Icy Hot Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, what year is it? But I got 4 bets. First, I got the Steelers -4 tonight at the Cincinnati Bengals. Next, I'm on the under in this game. It's been fluctuating a bit today, but I got mine at Steelers-Bengals under 45 tonight. And then 2 player props. They're both receivers, but for both squads. DK Metcalf for the Steelers. I have over 4.5 receptions for him tonight. I think Aaron Rodgers will be looking his way early and often. And then the receiver for the Bengals here, T. Higgins, over 47.5 receiving yards for T. Higgins. I did look at the bet you mentioned earlier, Clint, with Jamar Chase. And that over-under for receptions was set at 6.5. And I just didn't love that, man. I think he could get 6, but that hook was scaring me.
You're the one that's on fire, brother. You're the one that's on fire. I'm going to go that DK Metcalf with you if you got room for me.
Oh, I got room for you, bro. Let's ride.
Let's do it.
I like your Higgins bet. I mean, especially if it's going to be along the lines of your logic of not loving the Jamar Chase bet. I mean, I'm following along with your gambling logic here. Don't love the Chase bet, but like the Higgins bet. I'm right there with you now.
Would you like me to put some money on that for you, B?
Put my money where my mouth is,
Come
huh?
on.
Go on, put a little bit of money on
Yo,
that for you.
Yo, let's go.
Why not? Let's make it happen, baby. Let's go.
Go.
Let's do it.
You done roped him in, T.
Why not?
You done roped him in, T. All right, if you missed those best bets right there, you can go to @TMillRealDeal and pick them back up and see what you're missing on. He's been hot lately, y'all. He has been hotter than a firecracker. And all you got to do is pick one to get in. I pick mine. I'm going with DK Metcalf. I need 5 catches, big fella. All right, Texans All Access is up next, 6 to 8 p.m. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, they're going to have the Hall of Famer John McClain will be live at 6 p.m. to preview Monday Night Football, Texans in Seattle. Thursday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One, starts at 7 tonight. So, obviously, it's 6 to 7 p.m. with Vandy and John Harris, not 6 to 8 p.m. So, pick your poison. Just make sure you stay plugged into Sports Radio 610. B. Scott, T. Mill, I'm Clint Sterner. We love you, Houston. Hey, you never stray too far from protection. Perfection.
So many ways I can take that.
Perfection or protection.
I mean, old Red just said it best, man.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
There it is. There you go, Red. Tell him about it.
Make sure he bags it.
Cycle T is here.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.